One quick announcement for you all. This is Earth Week here at Hope College. And you might have seen or smelled the dumpsters in the Pine Grove. When we pray for God's kingdom to come on earth just as it is in heaven, we pray for that for people and for our world alike. So I want to encourage you to check out the events we've got on campus this week and get involved. But right now, I want to introduce to you our speaker this morning and one of our senior witnesses, Josh Augustine. Josh is the president of Men's Greek Life on campus, and he's an immersion trip leader and a student ambassador and other things, and he has a great message for us this morning. So would you please welcome Josh with me?
Hello, everyone. So before we begin, I'd just like to state that when I was actually first asked to speak up here, I initially said no way. I always felt that this is a stage reserved for people who have it all figured out. I always believe that anyone who is on the stage speaking in front of this many people about how to grow closer to God should have their faith locked down for the most part. I stand here before you having none of those things, as I'm still discovering my faith and what that looks like, and I struggle seeing God in the day-to-day sometimes. But I want to remind everyone before I start that that's okay. To tell you guys a little bit about me, I grew up in a Christian family where we prayed at dinner and went to church on most Sundays. Faith has always been a part of who I am, but it's not always played a consistent role in how I live my life. All throughout elementary, middle school, and most of high school, faith was something I kept to myself. If you guys can stretch your minds back to those incredibly awkward early years in your teens, popularity was sometimes more important than world peace. I could not let people know that faith was a part of my life and who I am, as I could never risk my social status over something like that. Looking back, I still wonder what God thought of this. This trend continued well into high school until a group of my friends and my teammates my senior year formed a Bible study that actually hit home for me. For the first time in my life, I was surrounded by people who pushed me to pursue my faith, and they showed me that it's okay to live out the values Jesus calls us to do and not being shamed in doing it. So I did my best to carry this attitude with me walking into college and coming to a school like Hope. I did not really know how my faith was going to be impacted, and to be honest with you guys, I didn't really care. Don't get me wrong, I still love Jesus and tried my best to live like he did, but I was really only here for one reason and one reason only, to excel in school. I was very blessed to walk into college knowing pretty confidently I wanted to become an engineer. My freshman year consisted of me heading to the Science Center early on Sundays to hit the books and not really stopping until the end of classes on Fridays. I'd completely devoted myself to the pursuit of getting a degree. After a rough semester finishing up my freshman year, I'd entered into sophomore year with the intent of doing anything I needed to do to excel. The library soon became my second home, and there always seems like there's not enough time in the day. If you were to ask me back then on how I was doing on any given day, I would have done my best in a very typical Hope College way to say, I'm good. What I really meant was, I'm tired, I'm worn down, and I'm way too busy. I quickly fell into a routine of class, library, dinner, library, bed, repeat, on weeks on end. And this made the week seem to absolutely fly by. By continually fighting deadlines, it forced me to always be battling the clock, and the days soon began to feel like weeks, but the weeks felt like days. What I did not really realize is that I had completely forgotten to be present. Throughout this whole time, one of my best friends had been battling health issues with his family, and I never took the time to sit down and talk to him about it and figure out how he's doing. A different one of my best friends had attempted to commit suicide the previous summer, and I'd never slowed down to pick up on his signs of depression. Except for one of my best friends had been really battling his history of abuse, and I never took the time to realize this. I never even saw it coming until much later. I've been walking alongside so many broken people that I didn't even realize it. Not only did I miss out on the hard things in life, I deprived myself of the beautiful things that life has to offer. I did not devote the time to make relationships work, and it pains me to think about all the memories I probably missed out on with my friends if I had simply said yes to more people. I only loved on people when it was convenient for me. I only felt comfortable hanging out with people when I had the time for them. Even when I was with them, my mind was not. It was still running through the never-ending checklists of assignments and tasks and quizzes and all that stuff that I needed to get done by the next class period. God had placed some incredible people in my life, and I never took the time to notice. Next thing I know is April, and the end of my second year of college was drawing to a close, still wrapped up in this achievement lifestyle. Till one Friday, I was in chapel sitting somewhere back in those pews, and I heard the speaker talk that day. What she said in her talk changed the way I experienced college. She went on to describe the experience she had with her kids as they were watching the Sesame Street show. Elmo and Big Bird were learning the difference between the words here and there. So Elma would walk over here a little bit and say, all right, I'm here, but I want to go over there. So he'd walk over here a little bit, and then he'd ask Big Bird, like, all right, well, now I'm there, right? And Elmer, Big Bird would be like, no, now you're here. And they went on back and forth, as I'm sure you guys could probably imagine, for quite a while. But the woman began to dive into the heres and theres of life. She reminded me of how often we look to our next there, that we forget that we are here. Here I was, a sophomore in college, so worried about my grades so I could get a good internship, so I could get a good job, so I could be successful. I was worried about my next there. What I didn't realize is that I'd completely forgotten to be here. Now being a senior, I realize that Jesus has made me here for a reason, to love on the people I'm surrounded by. Jesus is here and he calls us to be here, but I never was. Think about it, guys. Remember back when we were in high school, taking the ACT, applying to schools, and all the stresses that came with that? When I was in that stage, I would have killed to know that I was going to be happy in college in any way, shape, or form. If we take a step back, we'd realize we're attending a prestigious institution surrounded by hundreds of our friends that we can see at almost any time, and at a point in our life where we have the incredible gift of going to classes to simply become more intelligent, while there are those in this world struggling to put food on the table or battling some much very serious issues. I was living out the there that I'd always dreamed of, but I never took the time to notice or be thankful for it. God had made my here so good, but I didn't care about that because I was still wanting my next there. Looking back on it, I put school in front of loving his people. I was not relational. I was not living with love the way Jesus calls us to do. I was living selfishly. Jesus says in 1 Corinthians 13:3, even if I give away everything that I have, and I sacrifice myself, but I do not love, I gain nothing. This is what God calls us to do. On top of the stress, the quizzes, the homework, the meetings, the late nights, God calls us to love. In fact, when we do our work in school, we're called to do it in love. God has given us the incredible opportunity to learn and utilize an education for the betterment of his people. I had for so long viewed this education as an opportunity to advance myself, but in reality, my education can lead to the betterment of all of God's people. This is a belief I hold for each person in this room. Engineers, English majors, chemists and comm majors, and literally everything in between. God can use our education to make the world a better place. But the pursuit of this education should never get in the way of God's true calling for us, to love God and his people. It says in 1 John 13, 3:18, dear children, let's not merely say that we love each other. Let us show the truth by our actions. So college, in our daily lives, our struggles, our trials, our school, our homework, let's be present. Let's take the time to step back and remember why God has placed us here, because it's not on accident. Let's take the time to get that coffee with a friend who you haven't seen in a while and catch up. Say yes the next time your friends ask you to go hang out with them, and go to the beach while you're doing, instead of doing homework. Take a nap. Big Bird and Elmo taught us the difference in these two words at such a young age, so let's remember the one that matters. God has such a beautiful there planned for each one of us in this room. Let him worry about that. You focus on this. Because if you take a time to step back, you might just realize that you're living in a pretty sweet here. Thank you, Hope College, and go in peace.